Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 81. How are you guys? How has your week been? This week has been a super exciting week for me. If you haven't seen, head on over to my Instagram at Jess Pennelly, but I finally launched my membership platform, Woman Up Monthly. I have wanted to create and start a membership platform for the longest time to bring more value, more content, and I was never at a time in my life where I was able to give it enough energy and enough love that it deserves. So I'm never going to half-ass something, you know? But now I've had the time, I've had the space, I've had the energy, and it finally launched on Monday. So Woman Up Monthly, it is a platform where I host exclusive masterclasses. I also will be hosting exclusive podcast episodes. And if you listen to the podcast now and you love the podcast, you will definitely love these episodes. They are more of I'm very honest with you guys on this platform anyway, but these ones will be more, I guess, a little bit more intimate for all of the females that are part of Woman Up Monthly. And we'll dive a little bit deeper into, you know, my personal life and, you know, how I got to where I am now and how I can help you guys get to where you want to be. So exclusive masterclasses, exclusive podcast episodes. There is a heap lot of educational content, resources, and, you know, learning tools and practices that I'll be sharing with you all. There will be the chance to be a one-on-one hot seat coached every single month. And basically, if you are looking for something to up-level yourself, if you are looking for something to shift your mindset and to shift your way of, you know, how you currently live life, and you want to feel fulfilled, you want to feel happier, you want to understand a different way of doing things, and you really want to step into the woman that you envision yourself as, Woman Up Monthly is perfect for that. And I guess part of it was created on the premise that I understand that not everyone can invest in one-on-one coaching. Not everyone has the resources to be able to invest in that. And I guess I wanted to create another side of my coaching where I am able to still deliver such great content and exclusive content for all of my platforms, I guess, in coaching. You will never get in a group form my one-on-one stuff, and in a one-on-one stuff, you won't really get the group stuff. Does that make sense? So I don't do crossovers. I like to stay authentic to that. And I always like to create my modules, my content, my education, my videos, my audio relevant to who I am coaching and what the platform is. And that's why I'm so, so proud of Woman Up Monthly. And I know that every single one of you who listen to the podcast will be super proud of it too and will enjoy it. This month's topic is habits, and I'm actually on a high. It is 9:50 a.m. and I just hosted the very first live masterclass on the habit loop, how you can change your habits, how you can recognize when they're not serving you, and how you can basically get out of destructive routines and always look at what the healthier alternatives is. So all of the information will be in the show notes below, but I would definitely love for you guys to join. And because you are all podcast listeners and you are always supporting me, the link that I will be leaving in the show notes below will give you the pre-launch special that has actually now finished, but I'm going to give that all to you listeners. It works out that the investment in Woman Up Monthly is only $3.75 per week. So that's $15 a month. And I'm going to give that to you guys as my little present, and because I'm so excited and I would love to connect and meet with you guys. I always say this at the end of every podcast, like, I love connecting with those of you that listen to the podcast. It means so, so much to me. But yeah, all of the info will be in the show notes below. You can find a bunch of info on my Instagram as well. I'm always putting stuff up about it. But yeah, it's been really good to have that start this week and launch that and like be so immersed in the content. And every single day I have like a content calendar that I've built, and I for Woman Up Month specifically. So currently at the moment I want to get by the end of this week a skeleton look at the next 3 months. So this month, June and July for Woman Up Monthly. And obviously it's very open, it's very fluid depending on what I learn, depending on what I think is appropriate to the group. But yeah, that's been really exciting to me. And yeah, so I guess in saying that and in introducing Woman Up Monthly to you guys, it kind of leads on to today's topic that I want to speak about and kind of been on my mind for the past few weeks. And that is intuition. Now, I am someone who has become very in tune with her intuition, and you can call it a gut feeling, a hunch, a nudge, whatever you want. But yeah, the best way I like to describe it is, you know, that gut feeling when you know about something or someone. And, you know, I say, speaking of Woman Up Monthly, I just knew over the past couple of years when I was kind of jotting down ideas for a membership platform and I was kind of trying to understand where I was at beginning my business and where I was at the times I would think of it, I just always knew. I always knew intuitively that as much as I wanted to start this platform and bring value in another way to all of you guys, it just wasn't the time. And yeah, I just always, when I started to develop ideas and I started to get into it, I just, in the back of my head, I just heard this voice and it was like, it's not the time, like you need to focus on the other things. And, you know, about 3-4 weeks ago, like I've had a lot of, I have a lot of Google Docs already. So don't get me wrong, it wasn't like I thought of this 4 weeks ago and here we are. Like I've had a lot of planning for this, a lot of ideas that I've, you know, kind of combined over the past couple of years. So it's been a long process, but yeah, about 4 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago, I just knew it was time. And something, I was having a conversation with someone, and one of my business mentors actually, and he kind of brought something up and it got onto this big like rabbit hole of speaking about different platforms to bring value. And then we started speaking about that and I just knew, and I like my eyes lit up, I just felt like excited inside, and I got out my laptop, I got out my Google Docs, and I just started like typing, and I'm like, now is the time. And I was so ready, and like in it felt aligned, it felt like I was ready, it felt like I did have the time and the energy to give to this project that I've been sitting on for a very, very long time. And I guess I've noticed over the past couple of months, like certain times where I have gone to ignore my intuition. And I want to share with you guys some of there's a really random one that happened a couple of nights, and I'll share that in a sec. But I guess this episode is just to bring awareness to you on tapping into your intuition, listening to your subconscious, and, you know, always listening to that gut feeling. I know, and I've learned, it will never, ever do you wrong. It will never do you wrong. And it's been time and time and time again, it has been proven. And I wanted to share with you guys, this happened a couple of nights ago, and I still can't believe it. And it was one of these like small things that I just didn't listen to, like the voice inside my head that was like, no, Jess, something is off. And I'm like, nah. So basically, I received a Facebook message from a friend, a friend that I've worked with. And, you know, it's just one of those friends, like we keep in touch, but we're not always talking. But to receive a message from her isn't like something out of the blue. Anyway, I received a message and it was literally like, hey, quick question. Honestly, straight away, I was kind of like, oh, this doesn't sound like the tone of the person that I'm speaking to, this girl, right? But I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Maybe she's in a rush. She's a busy person. So I was like, yeah, sure, what's up? And she goes, I'm having phone troubles. I need to get a text sent to another phone. Can you give me your number? Or something like that. And she's like, can you help me out? My first thought was like, hang on, you have a boyfriend. Like, why have you asked him? And I didn't even say that. Like, this person, like, I trust. She's never given me no reason not to trust, never been anything dodgy, like anything like that. So I give my number, and the moment I give my number, because they're like, oh yeah, what's your number again, quick? And I'm thinking, okay, well, she already has my mobile number, but maybe she's got a new phone, that's why she's having trouble. So I'm like, even though I have this gut feeling, I'm still rationalizing in my head, like, no, like, it's fine. So I give my number, and like 2 minutes later, she responds, and she's like, oh, I misread what I had to do. Can I get your Hotmail? And I was like, okay, that's very specific, like saying Hotmail. Anyway, at this point, I literally type, haha, this sounds dodgy. And she responds, she's like, haha, it's not. So I give my Hotmail, right? And you guys are probably like at this point, like, okay, this is sounding weird. And I honestly, my intuition was like, nah, this is off. This is not right. So I'm like checking my Hotmail. I keep refreshing. Nothing's happening. I'm getting no texts. And then I kind of go about my day, and it's a few hours later. And I remembered, and I go to check our messages. She hasn't messaged again. I check my Hotmail. There's nothing. Like, nothing has appeared. Like, nothing. And I'm so fucking confused, because I'm like, then I'm a little bit frustrated, because I'm like, well, you asked me to do this favor. I've given you my number and my email, and now this. So anyway, I'm a little bit frustrated. I go onto Instagram. I see this girl has uploaded a story. I click on the story. Are you guys ready? Her account's been hacked. So I go, I message her, I show her the messages. She's like, oh my God, Jess. I like go onto my messages. I delete my number and my Hotmail. Luckily, my mobile number is not connected to my Facebook. So obviously this person is trying to hack Facebook's, right? Not connected to Facebook, and the email I gave is not connected to my Facebook. And if I'm honest, if anyone asks for an email, like the email connected to my Facebook, I feel very lucky. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I hope none of you guys are hackers, but it is not an email that I would ever give out in any circumstance, like ever. It would never need to be. I don't even think I remember the login to this email. So I've deleted my number and my Hotmail that I did give on the thread. And I'm like, well, I'm glad it's not connected, because they've obviously tried, right? They've tried. And so I'm talking to my friend on Instagram, and I'm like, no, I'm going to keep speaking to this hacker. And she's like, I'm trying with Facebook to get my Facebook back. So I am talking to this person, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get an email. And I'm like, just playing them. I'm like, do you have another Hotmail? And I'm like, this is weird. Why do you need it? And they're like, my Skype. And they just had this story. It was like my relative in, I don't know, like a random country. Like, I looked it up. Like, it was like, I don't know, a mini island has COVID-19. And it was just bizarre. And if I kept speaking to this person like this, I would have like clocked on. But yeah, long story short, my friend got a Facebook back. It was like all fine. But it was a funny story to share with you guys, considering I knew I wanted to talk about intuition. I just knew the entire time. That something was off. I just, from the get-go, it was literally like, hi, can I ask you a quick question? And like straight away, like the defenses in my body was like, okay, this isn't her. So that's like an example. And I just think, you know, even with the smallest things like that, like your intuition is never ever wrong. Another story that I want to share with you guys, I guess one that has made me really tap into my intuition over the past past couple of months, is I think I mentioned a few episodes back that I had been speaking, I'm speaking to a boy at the moment. And I guess, you know, with the way things are with COVID and like, you know, he works away. Anyway, it's an odd situation. And I kind of just wanted to see where his head was at. Like, you know, we're in the still getting to know each other phase. And a lot of my friends had been like, oh, you know, I think you should just wait a little bit and stuff. It wasn't, don't get me wrong, guys, it wasn't like a what are we question. No, it was like, are we on the same page? Like, in the sense, like, yeah, we're just still getting to know each other. We're going with the flow. Like, that's where I'm at. I just want to go with the flow. And a lot of the advice I was getting was good advice, but a lot of the time it was like, you should just wait like another month or so and just see how it goes. But it was killing me. It was killing me because in the back of my head, it was like, just have a conversation, just text him, just ask him, call him up, or like whatever. And anyway, long story short, like it was consuming me, guys. It was consuming me. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have been in this situation. And it wasn't like a bad, like sad or anything. It wasn't like that. It was just like, I really needed to have this honest conversation and I needed to be on the same page or see that we were on the same page. You know what I mean? The moment I had a conversation with him and I sent him a text and he responded and, you know, we went back and forth a bit, I felt so much better. And I'm like, yeah, I'm never ignoring that sixth sense that is in my head ever again. And one thing I want to share with you guys that I do is I always ask my subconscious mind before, as I'm drifting to sleep, because that's when you're kind of most vulnerable, like tapping into your subconscious mind. And always when I'm meditating and I find, and I want you guys to try this, you know, when I'm meditating, sometimes for the most part lately, I haven't really been meditating on getting an answer for anything. I've just been meditating to have like peace and calmness physically and mentally. But sometimes I will like meditate and be like, you know, show me the answer in some way. And it will be, the universe will show me as I'm walking throughout my day. I shit you not. And I'm sure this has happened to some of you guys. And yeah, as I said, a big one for me is going to sleep and asking my subconscious like the answer. And it doesn't always happen straight away. It won't always happen like the next day. But if you are very, what's the word? Precise, like to the point of what you want to know, or if you're really stuck on the fence of an answer, honestly, try this out. As you are falling asleep, ask your subconscious, and you will either wake up the next day or on the next couple of days, like keep asking until you get an answer, or it will be very prevalent as you move throughout your day. I promise you guys, this works. This is a bit of like, you know, energetic quantum physics, but like tapping into your subconscious when you want to know the answer, because we have the answers inside of us. And if you love reading books, and maybe this is on audiobook, I'm not sure. I first read this book like 7 years ago, and I read it like every year, at least once a year. It's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I'm pretty sure, yeah. And it changed my life. It changed how I saw and understood my subconscious. It changed how I spoke to myself when I wanted to know answers or I wanted to tap in to my higher self. It changed the way I manifested things. And I think it's so important to understand that you have all of the answers inside of you and not to disregard that gut feeling or to disregard, yeah, you know, that voice inside your head. It is never, ever, ever wrong. I cannot stress that enough to you guys. But yeah, those were some examples like recently. And like you, I'm sure, I want you to think about a time where you finally listened to your intuition and you're like, ah, oh, I am so happy. I feel so much better after that, right? So yeah, that's currently like where I'm really focused at the moment of business-wise and personal-wise, honing in on my gut feeling, journaling on it, meditating on it, going to sleep, thinking about it, and asking myself, like, what do I feel is right? And you always know. I know that is like the most blasé advice ever. Trust me, I know. But you just always know. You just always know. It just creeps me out sometimes where I'm like, fuck, I just know the answers, right? Not in like a conceited big head way, but you're just like, you become aware. The more you practice, yeah, the more you practice using your intuition, the easier it is to tap into it. And I know there was a period where I kind of took it for granted that I was really good at tapping into my intuition and I didn't really do like a lot of inner work, you know, connecting to my higher self and all of that. And I noticed that I started to get like a bit blurry. How do I explain this? Like, yeah, I guess like blurry when I really wanted to know something. And yeah, sometimes it's really hard because your emotions and your logic do kind of blur into one and you're like, okay, fuck, what's the actual answer to this? But I promise you. So my top tips to helping develop your intuition is definitely write it out. Get it out of your head. I always say this, but to meditate on what you are asking and what you need to know, throughout your day in your normal meditation practice, even if that's like going for a walk and it's about surrendering, like it's like, okay, universe, like give me a sign or whatever, you know, in regards to this. And you go throughout your day and something happens and it's like, nothing's a coincidence. And you're like, wow, okay, I'm listening, universe. But I think what's funny and what can be a little bit tricky is when you are asking for signs from the universe and you don't take them in. You're just like, nah, that's coincidence, or nah, let's wait for the next one. Listen to the damn universe, guys. And like I said, my biggest one is going to sleep and asking for the answer and really getting into my deep subconscious mind and just thinking, okay, well, this is my problem now. I want to wake up and I want you to give me the answer or give me the guidance in some way. And there has been so many times where I have done that and I've woken up and I just know. I know what the right thing to do is. And we use our intuition in everyday life. Like what I just told you about my friend's Facebook getting hacked. Like such a like irrelevant thing in like in my life, I guess. But such like a big thing where like I didn't listen to my intuition, you know. And I'm so thankful. I know I'm probably... Some of you guys probably shook your head like, can't believe you could just gave your number and your email. But, you know, if you think you're talking to a trusted friend, I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I've given my number heaps of time over Facebook Messenger. Now, I'm just going to question everyone, right? I'm going to be like, send me a picture of yourself. What was the first memory we had together? What was my car's name when I had a car? But, yeah, I wanted to speak to you guys about that, shed some light on, you know, how I'm really... being guided into doing a lot of things lately, and I think that's really important. And what I notice is that I guess I lost my way with listening to my higher self when I got back to Australia, and you know, I went through all that shit with getting quarantined in the hotel, and I felt like my purpose, I just was so confused about everything. So I just felt like I had brain fog and like, yeah, blurring the lines all of the time. But now that I've had space and now that I've been able to have, I hold the capacity to work on myself mentally and emotionally, it's, things are a lot clearer for me. So yeah, always listen to your gut instinct. But in saying that, I'm going to love and leave you guys. My laptop is currently on 19%. So just as I set up for this podcast episode, I plugged in my charger. Now my charger is like very worn out, very worn out. So I was expecting this day to come, but it's broken. I think it's lasted like 6 years now and it's like, yeah, fucked up, you know, and especially in Bali being my backpack and everything on top of it. Yes, I haven't looked after it the best, but I'm very grateful that I was able to have enough charge to do my masterclass and to record this podcast episode. But that is now on my to-do list today, to get a new MacBook Pro charger. But yeah, just a little bit of fun fact about my day. I also, before I leave you guys, today Venus goes retrograde in Gemini. So, I mean, I'm a Gem. I'm excited about this. Venus already is a focus on relationships, platonic and romantic, also finances, Gemini, obviously communication. So what is that signifying to you guys? Working on communication in relationships. And I guess maybe that's, you know, a lot of the time I've been noticing that I've been having a lot of honest conversations, not bad. Why was I going to say good and bad? I guess just like good, honest conversations, adult conversations with people lately, because we've been in the pre-shadow phase for that. But if you want to know more about that, I have actually done a write-up on my Facebook group, The Daily Flow, what to expect. I've given an affirmation as well, so that will be in the show notes below. But apart from that, I would love, love, love for you guys to leave me a 5-star review, a written review. I read them all and I would appreciate it. It means so much to me to have your support on the Jessica Pennelly podcast. And I will speak to you guys next week. Bye.